Hey, Jason, welcome to the Browns. What was your reaction to signing here?
Oh, appreciate it. Well, you know, I thought it was an exciting opportunity, you know, to be joining a team that, you know, it's a young football team. Kind of reminded me when I went out to Oakland. They was a young football team at the time, and you know, got some exciting players, and you know, they're trying to get things turned around. And I just, you know, just something I just wanted to be a part of. I like the offense coordinator, Norv Turner. I like the head coach and Coach Chud, and I just think that you know, Mr. Joe Banner and those guys, Mr. Lombardi, are getting things in order. You know, they're trying to get things turned around. And I just, you know, I just feel like something that I like to be a part of and happen in any way possible, you know, whatever role that participates in.
Hey, Jason, how much did having a chance to compete for a starting job influence your decision?
Well, you know, going through that, you know, you've been in the league. This will be my ninth season coming up. You know, definitely, you know, the opportunity, you know, to just compete. You know, like I said, there's nothing that is promised or has been said or written. But, you know, I'm going to come in and just help the best way that I possibly can. I know it's a young, like I said, I know it's a young group, young quarterback room. So I would try to do my best to help those guys as well. At the same time, you know, compete my butt off. To help the team in any way possible. So it just presented itself to be a good opportunity.
Jason, do you still believe you're a starter in the NFL?
Yeah, I still believe I can still play that position. You know, like I said, coming off, I was with Oakland. So unfortunately, I was having one of my strongest years, and so unfortunately, I broke my collarbone midway through the season. And so a day after that, you find out that they traded for Carson Palmer, and, you know, last year I spent most of my offseason rehabbing, you know, getting my shoulder back right and everything. So to have a full year and a full offseason, you know, to get back to feeling good and feeling normal, you know, I definitely feel like I still can play at a high level. And, you know, I just got to start by getting things back right and get my feet back together.
Is there any irony in the fact that the team that broke your collarbone is now the team you play for?
I know how ironic is that. Yeah, the team that broke my collarbone is the team I'm playing for now. So that's definitely something I thought about when I signed. I was like, how ironic is that? But that to happen that way.
Jason, what do you think you can bring as far as, you know, Brandon Wheaton, who, even though he's 29 years old, he's in his second NFL season or entering his second NFL season. What do you think you can bring to a guy who is mature in age but young as far as NFL experience goes?
Yeah, just, you know, just to talk to him about the NFL, you know, point blank is like there's going to be some highs and lows that you go through with this position. You know, teams are really good. Players are really good these days. And, you know, just, you know, to bring in, show them a few ins and outs, leadership qualities, and just, you know, just continue to try to help him along the way to get better as a player in every possible way. That's the same thing I say to myself. You know, we got two good offensive coaches. And the only thing that you try to do is just improve your game, continue to improve your game, and growth. You know, you want to get better from one season to the next season, and keep progressing in a positive direction. So, you know, definitely, you know, I'm willing to help him. Like I said, you know, he's older in age, but still young in the league. So, you know, there's some things that I can talk to him and help him with.
We've heard it mentioned you're a good fit for this system that the Browns want to bring here with the new coaching staff. What makes you a good fit for it?
Just some similarities. You know, I was able to run a little bit of this system when I was with Al Saunders in Washington for like 2 years, and then we ran similar system in similar system in Oakland for my 2 years that I was there. You know, so you know, just being familiar with a lot of the offense. Of course, there's going to be a lot of new things, a lot of different words. You know, I may have done it one way in the past, called it one way, but, you know, it may just be it mean the same thing. It may just be called a different way here. So, you know, that's going to be the main thing, trying to learn a new wording. And, in that aspect, because I know how tough it is in this league to go from transition to transition when you feel like you're always relearning and relearning. You're just never just able just to go out there and play. So, you know, this kind of presents an opportunity for me to at least be familiar with the offense that I ran before at least a couple of times during my career.
Hey, what's your impression of the talent on offense, the receivers and running back Trent Richardson?
Well, you know, yeah, Trent Richardson, you know, he's a guy that comes from Alabama. You know, I went to Auburn, but we'll put all that to the side and have fun. But no, other than that, he's a tremendous talent. You know, just watching him when he was playing at Alabama for Coach Saban, and then just the way that he runs, you know, in Cleveland. You know, he's in a division that's very physical, and you need that kind of presence. You know, you need that kind of running back, and I think he adds a great dimension to that. I think he's a great asset to have, you know, as a quarterback. And then you just look at the, you know, it's a young receiving core. Of course, you know, they lost some guys from last season. So, you know, knowing Coach Turner and Coach Chud, you know, they're going to do a good job of, you know, putting guys in positions to win their one-on-one battles, and they'll create separation for the tight ends. And I know we signed Kellen Davis, a guy from Chicago that I was with a year ago. You know, he's a big physical guy. He's really good in run blocking. You know, he's a really good possession receiver. He's a tall guy, so you can kind of see him over the field. And then the kid that come from Carolina, the young kid that came over, Coach Chud, you know, he's a guy that's he got good skill. You know, he's got good speed for a tight end and can make some things happen. So, and you look at our offensive line, like I say, Joe Thomas and the center, I believe, are, you know, two of the most experienced guys on the team and, you know, who are the better at their position in the league. So, now, that's definitely always a plus, especially when you got a young football team and a young offense. You know, I think, you know, having that kind of experience in those positions like that can really help.
Jason, it seems like you've been a part of rebuilding programs just about everywhere. How will that experience help you and the Browns?
Yeah, I think, like you said, definitely. You know, it's been tough because of the simple fact, you know, the places I've been, you know, once the thing get turned around and get going in a direction, you know, something always seems to happen, you know, whether a coach get fired or whether, you know, you end up, you know, like I say, injury. But just understand the guys, just telling the guy, look, Rome wasn't built in a day, you know, but in order to turn things around, you know, it first starts with your attitude and your mindset. You know, believing that you can turn things around, believing that, you know, you can win ball games and you can compete. And when you talk about competing, that means, you know, you got to put the effort in, you got to put the work in. And, you know, practicing at a fast tempo, you know, bringing energy to practice, you know, trying to carry that over to Sundays and games. And just understand it's going to be a process. It's a building block. But everyone's got to be on the same page and everyone's got to, you know, got to be willing to, you know, try to set that same goal, and that's just to go out and win each and every Sunday. But it takes, like I said, it's going to take a lot of effort and a lot of hard work during this off-season period.
How difficult was it for Jason? How difficult was it for you going back to that injury? Not the injury specifically, but you seem to be, you and the Raiders seem to be playing pretty well at the time. How tough was it for you to have to kind of lose that season, and you know, having to almost start from scratch again?
Yeah, it was real tough. That was my, seventh season in the NFL. I felt like I was coming into my prime. I finally had got a chance to be in a system, you know, for more than a year. And like I said, dating back to that system a little bit when I was with Al Saunders in Washington. It was kind of like my third year being in that system. And I feel like I was really taking off, really blossoming, really having an opportunity to control the line of scrimmage and, you know, see some things and change a couple of plays here and there based off what I've seen before and having experience in that offense. It's always tough when you're changing offenses because, you know, you see guys like the Paytons and the Bradys, you know, and the Mannings and Rodgers. Those guys have been in systems, you know, their whole career. So it's just like having another coach out there on the field. You know, you're always changing. You're always relearning things. So it's hard to try to coach and play at the same time and, you know, try to help guys get in a position when you're trying to learn the system yourself. And I feel like I was at that point where I learned the system at that time. Now it was just graduating to the next phase. And I feel like we had a good and young nucleus. And we was growing in the right direction. I just felt like everything was going for us. And, you know, we started to see season off really well that year. We was hot in the beginning. And like I say, you know, unfortunately, you know, injuries are part of the game. Unfortunately, you know, the injury happened. And it was tough because you felt like you was in your prime. And then, you know, to find out that they traded for Carson and didn't have to, you know, accept a different role, you know, the next year. You know, it was tough because you felt like something was kind of just, you know, took from you a little bit. And the only thing you can do about it is just keep moving forward. You know, you can't let it get you down. You got to understand that, you know, the International Football League, it is a business at the end of the day. And, you know, you can't let your emotions get too high or get too low. You just got to try to just ride the ship as it go and just keep striving and just do what you can do and control only the things you can control. And just understand sometimes it's just the nature of the business. It's, you know, it's not just you personally.
Jason, how determined are you, you know, to come in here and really, you know, take this job and just win this starting job?
Well, you know, first, you know, like I said, Coach, you know, Coach hadn't said anything or promised anything. You know, we're all just here to work to try to, you know, try to improve our football team. You know, we're going to go to work each and every day, all of us, to try to get better. Whatever my role is, I'm going to give 100% at it, and I'm going to compete at 100%. At each role, and I'm a help along the way, and I understand, you know, they brought Whedon was a first round draft pick last year, so you know I understand that at the same time, you know, he's gonna, you know, have an opportunity to grow as well. So you know I'm not gonna really get caught up into, you know, the, you know, everything that, you know, the speculations that might be going on. I'm just gonna, like I said, just go out there and play hard every day and practice, try to work to get better and help along the way.
Jason, if they ask you to do any kind of, like, the read option stuff that's going on now, is that something you can do?
Yeah, it's something I can do. Like I said, yeah, it's definitely something I can do. You know, the way that they run it, you know, from seeing the way they used to do it in Carolina and places like that, you know, it's not like they ask a whole lot out of the quarterback in doing it. But it does keep defenses on their heels, and it adds another dimension. So, you know, definitely – no, it's definitely something that I can do.